Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ for being alive today. Truly, it's been a blessing to know the Lord and to have a relationship with Him. I truly thank God for allowing me to be on this radio broadcast. In spite of what I'm going through, praise God, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I want to let you all know to please take care of yourself. Of the virus is in the land, it's in airborne, and a lot of people are getting sick, even children. This new flu strand, it's really putting people in hospitals, even death itself. I truly thank God that I overcame what I had, praise God, in the past week. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to know the Lord and to have the Lord on your body. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So people of God, try to take care of yourself. Even wear your mask if you have to. Because we are experiencing more of what is in the air. It's airborne. And thank God for Jesus. The COVID is not over. It's still here. But thank God, you need to be very cautious in what you are about to experience and expose. But you need to take care of yourself. You know, God give us wisdom. He give us knowledge, praise God, and how to protect ourselves in things that's coming on this earth. So my people of God, really, I trust in God. Thank you, Lord. Use wisdom. Use protection to protect yourself. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. If you feel any symptom in your body, don't hesitate to go see a doctor. Praise God. Because you never know. It could save your life or it could be too late. But I truly thank God for being on the Rosa Sharon Ministry. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. This morning, I'm going to the book of Psalm 119. Now, the book of Psalm 119 breaks in different sections. And I thank God. All was not written by David. It was written by others, praise God, who had a close relationship with the Lord. But the Psalm of 119 is broken in different sections of the Bible. And different Bibles have Hebrew letters. Hebrew names, but I thank God for Jesus Christ for the Word of God. But most of all, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 119, starting at 33rd, and I'm going to read up to the 40th verse. But I thank God because, like I said before, Psalm 119 has been broken in different sessions. But I truly want to take this opportunity to thank God for being alive today. And you need to take the opportunity to ask the Lord to bless you to see the month of December. This is the last month of this year. And thank God for what we're going to face in the year of 2025. But we are not to take things for granted. But you need to prepare yourself for the outcome and what we're going to face in the year of 2025. People of God, we are not to take God for granted. Now today, shepherds, leaders are talking about and way people are not repenting. People don't have the mind to give God their sign. They don't have the desire to know the Lord as they should be. And people don't have the spirit of obedience So we are dealing with a rebellious generation in this hour, in this day that we are in. I encourage you to read the book of Revelation, and it all pertains to what we are going to face in the days to come. But we are not to take God for granted, but we are. We are the children of God, but we are taking God for granted. And thank God for Jesus Christ, for his word. So I pray that those who are going to the house of God, those who are going to your prayer meeting, those who are going to the shut-in, praise God, those who are going to visit the sick, praise God, those who are going out to be among the young people to show them the word of God, to teach them. Let's pray for our missionary families who are going in foreign land to share the good news of the word of God. We need to pray for one another in the days we are going to be facing. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But in Psalm 119, starting at the 33rd verse, it reads, "Teach me, Lord, the way of your decree, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statute. Turn my heart toward your statute, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your law are good. How I long for your precept. In your righteousness, preserve my life." We are in the days, praise God, that we do not need to take nothing for granted. Even the Christian broadcast is going on. Let's not take them for granted, because we don't know how long they're going to be standing up, how long they're going to continue to bring forth the word of God. But we need to not take things for granted, not even God himself, because the word of God is going to stand where nothing else is not going to stand. We need to take God's word serious enough in the days to come. We don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming, but he is coming back for his church. But in the meantime, we need to ask God to help us, to give us precept and how to understand the word of God and how to apply the word of God to our lives every day. We do not need to take God for granted, but because we don't know how the enemy is going to be in operation. But the Antichrist is setting up his kingdom as we speak. But I thank God for Jesus, because the day is coming, church, and we need to be ready at all times. And that's the reason why I love this, whoever wrote this say, "Teach me, Lord, the way of your decree." We need to decree and declare the word of God. We need to stand firm in what God's saying in his word. And I truly thank God for his righteousness, because without God, we can't do it. We can't make it without God's help. But God needs us in this hour, and we need to be ready at all times, because as soon we are on this earth, and we are, we need to establish the word of God in our life every day. It's just like you taking your medication 3 times a day. You need to take the word of God as much as you can and install it into your spirit man. Because the day will come that the beast will rule, and we need to be ready, we people of God. Some people's lives are going to be taken for the truth. And thank God for Jesus Christ. We need to sit down in our homes and join hands with our children, with our husband, with our wife. And we need to pray than ever before. We don't need to be undermining, but we need to be alert and knowing that we are the watchman on the wall. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, for what he is to us in this hour. Take heed to whatever is spoken to you while you listen to ministries on the radio, on television, on podcast, or whatever you get the word of God. Apply the word of God as much as you can. And thank God, meditate on the word of God day in and day out. Because we don't know the day nor the hour. But God is going to send his son Jesus to come for his people who are ready to be delivered. Praise God. But I truly thank God for all that he is to us. And that's the reason why you need to stay well. Praise God. Because of what's pouring out according to the book of Revelation. Of all these bacteria, germs, and other things. They're going to wipe half of the population if we don't apply the word of God in our lives. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. That we need to hold on to what his word says. And that's the reason why it says that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law. And that's it. We need to ask God to give us understanding and how to prepare ourselves of the outcome on this earth. Not to take God for granted, but to take heed to what his word is saying. God has given us many warnings throughout this year. And we need to apply the word of God as much as we can. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Because God is merciful. And God is righteous. And we need to apply the word of God as more than ever before. And that's why it pays not to take things for granted. I know some of you are going through some tests. But one thing about it, as long as you trust God and rely on his word, he will see you go through the test. We all will be going through some tests, but God is going to test our faith. He's going to test our walk with him, and we need to prepare ourselves for the days to come. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, do not take the word lightly. Take heed to what God is saying to us today. Let the word penetrate into our spirit mind, into our spirit heart, and let's focus on Jesus Christ. Let's concentrate on what he's telling us in his word, because we all be going through some tests, and we all be going through some trial. But one thing about it, we will receive our crown. So I thank God for everything that he is in the days to come. May the grace, I thank God for his mercy and his love. So my brothers and sisters, let us take heed to his word. Let us focus on what he is saying to us. And may the grace of God be upon each and every one of you. Have a great and blessed Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Chosen, not forsaken.